Well, we're back in heaven again, where the superintendent of angels is reviewing the case history of a mortal named George Bailey. Clarence, the apprentice angel, is very eager to depart on his mission to the earth.
Okay, poor George Bailey. I mean, he's certainly in desperate trouble, Joseph. I should go to him at once.
Now, you sit down, Clarence. Sit down. We're nowhere near the point where George Bailey's thinking of taking his life.
We're not?
No. Now, where were we? Yes. George and Mary had just started out on their honeymoon when they ran smack into the financial panic of 1932. In the waiting room with the building and loan, 100 frantic people were clamoring for their savings.
Hey, what's going on, Uncle Billy? What's happened? What are all these people doing out here?
We're in a real pickle, George. All I know is the bank called our loan an hour ago. I had to hand over all our cash.
Holy mackerel.
The whole town's going crazy. Bank's in the same spot we are.
Our charter says we have to stay open until 6 p.m., and the state can take away our license if we don't.
Well, how can we stay open until 6 without any money? George, where are you going?
I gotta go out and talk to those people. Come on.
Hey, how about our money, George? Where's our money?
Come on now, please. Wait a minute. Now listen to me. Now you're thinking of this place all wrong. Your money's not here. Now, let me tell you. No, listen. Let me tell you. Your money's in people's houses. In the Kennedy house, in the McLaren house, and in your house, and 100 others. Now, what are you going to do? Foreclose on them?
I got $240 in shares. Now, let me have it.
All right, Charlie. Now, you'll get your money in 60 days.
60 days?
Now, look. That's what you agreed on when you bought your shares.
I got my money. Yeah, old man Potter's taking over the bank. He'll pay you 50 cents on every dollar.
Now, wait a minute. Please, folks. I beg of you not to do this. If Potter gets hold of your shares, he'll be owning this building and loan. He's got the bank, he's got the bus line, he's got the department stores, and now he's after us because he wants to keep you living in his shacks and paying the kind of rent he decides to charge. Now, we can get through this thing all right, but we've got to stick together. We've got to have faith in each other.
My husband's out of work. We need money.
I've got doctor bills to pay.
I can't feed my kids on faith.
Excuse me, George. We still got some money. How much do you need?
Hey, now. Wait a minute. Folks, listen. I've got $2,000. All right, Charlie, how much do you need?
$240, George.
Oh, Charlie, now listen. Just enough to tide you over.
I said $240.
Oh, okay. Okay, Uncle Billy, give Charlie $240. All right, Ed, now, how much do you need just to get by?
Well, $20, I suppose.
Now you're talking. Now, Mrs. Thompson, how about you?
$20 will do me.
Good. $20. Okay, now, just pay it back when you can. Okay, who's next?
Look at the clock! Look!
5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3, 2, 1...
6!
Oh, 6 o'clock, we made it! Lock that door, Uncle Billy, quick! Boy, we're still in business, Uncle Billy. We've even got $2 left.
Hello, Bailey Brothers. George, there's a call for you.
Okay, and then call my wife, will you? She's probably over at Mother's.
Mrs. Bailey's on the line.
Well, I don't want Mrs. Bailey. I want my wife, Mrs. Bailey. Oh, that's my wife, yeah. Give me the phone, will you? Hey, Mary. Mary, listen, Mary. I'm sorry. Come home? Well, what home? 323 Sycamore. Well, whose home is that? What? Well, Mary, how can I... Well, sure, all right. Yeah, okay, I'll be right there.
Clarence, guess what 323 Sycamore was?
His mother-in-law's house.
No!
Oh.
Number 323 Sycamore was the old Granville house, the one George threw rocks at and made wishes. Yes, sir, that's where they spent their honeymoon. That's where they set up house. They were still living there 2 years later when old man Potter asked George to stop off at his office.
Sit down, George. Sit down. Have a cigar?
Well, thank you, sir.
Now, George, you're a young man, married, making, say, $40 a week at the building and loan?
45.
45. Now, if you were some ordinary yokel, I'd say you were doing pretty fine. George Bailey is intelligent, ambitious. He hates the building and loan almost as much as I do. He's been dying to get out of town ever since he was born, but he's trapped. Trapped into flirting his way, playing nursemaid to a lot of garlic eaters. Now, do I paint a correct picture here, George, or do I exaggerate?
Well, what's your point, Mr. Potter?
My point is, George, you're the only man in town that stood up to me. George, I want to hire you to manage my affairs. I'll start you off at $20,000 a year.
$20,000 a year? Are you sure you're talking to me? I'm George Bailey. Don't you remember me? The building and loan, remember?
Yes, George Bailey, whose ship has just come in, providing he has the sense to climb aboard.
But what about the building and loan?
Confound it, man! I'm offering you a 3-year contract. $20,000 a year. Is it a deal or isn't it?
No. No, the answer's no. Doggone it, if you offer me $1 million to stay around this town and play stooge to you, the answer would still be no. Now let me alone. Don't bother me.
George, I've been waiting up for you. What did Mr. Potter want?
Oh, it's nothing. He just talked and talked. It's nothing. Oh, gee, Mary Hatch. Mary, why in the world did you ever marry a guy like me anyway?
To keep from being an old maid.
Oh, I was going to see the world. I was going to build things. I was going to give you the moon. What have I given you? What have I given you? Not even a new dress. Not for months. Ah, gee whiz, Mary, I feel awful.
So do I. Mornings especially.
Why, you could have married Sam Wainwright, anybody else in town.
I didn't want to marry anybody else. I want my baby to look like you.
No, you didn't even have a honeymoon, and I promised you that you... What?
My baby.
Mary, you mean you're sitting on the nest?
Well, Mary had her baby, Clarence, a boy.
You don't say.
Then she had another one, a girl.
Mary Hatch did. Well, what do you know with George?
And night after night, George would come home late from the office. Things weren't good with the building and loan. Potter was really bearing down on him. Then came the war. Mary had another baby by then.
Oh, they were very busy, George.
Yes. Yes, but she still had time to help out in USO. Uncle Billy sold war bonds. And George's brother Harry became a real hero. Shot down 15 enemy planes.
15? But George, what about George?
Well, George was 4F on account of his bad ear. He was an air raid warden. On VE Day, he wept and prayed. On VJ Day, he wept and prayed again.
We're getting pretty close to today, aren't we, sir?
Yes, Clarence. You now know almost everything you have to know about George Bailey, except what happened that finds him down there at this moment wanting to die.
Well, sir, well?
Well, today's the day before Christmas, on Earth time, of course. George is pretty excited.
Hey, Cousin Tilly! Eustace, hey, look at the newspaper! Commander Harry Bailey decorated by the President. That's my kid brother receiving the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Oh, it's wonderful, George.
What do you think about that? He shot down 15 planes, and the last one he got was just about to dive into a transport loaded with soldiers. You know what that means? He saved lives. Hundreds of lives. Hey, where's Uncle Billy, huh?
He's gone to the bank, George. He's depositing that $8,000.
Good, good. Who's that in his office there?
It's that man again, the bank examiner.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, well, good afternoon, Mr. Carter. Hey, Tilly, get the books for Mr. Carter, will you, and let me know when Uncle Billy gets back. You know, that's my brother's picture there, Mr. Carter. He shot down 15 planes, and one of them...
Well, well, Mr. Henry T. Potter, come to the bank to deposit some more loot, huh?
Ah, you old fool.
Hey, how do you like the news in the paper, Mr. Potter? Just can't keep those Bailey boys down now, can ya?
What's that? Let me see that newspaper.
Here, sorry I can't chat, you old thief. I gotta make a deposit. Here you are, Horace. A very Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bailey. Say, haven't you forgotten something there?
Horace, I've been forgetting things my whole life. Get wiggle on, boy!
Mr. Bailey, where's the money?
What? What's that?
Well, you know, if you want to make a deposit, it's customary to bring the money with you, sir.
It's gone! It's gone! Where did I put it? Where did I put that money?